Yeah, I think it's been really good. I mean, as players, we don't handle any of the logistics. We show up when we're told to show up, and I have to give our entire front office and staff here a lot of credit for making this as seamless as possible for players. We've got a lot of people. I mean, you guys see it behind the scenes. We've got a lot of people who put in a lot of time and effort to make it, pretty seamless for us. And, even the setup here at the University of Washington, I think, they couldn't be nicer to accommodate us. And the setup's really good. So I think we've got everything we need. We've gotten back into the routine of the week, and I think we're doing a good job so far.
What did you forget? I always forget my belt or some shoes. But what did you forget? Long trip, you forgot something.
Honestly, I didn't. That's why,
good job, dude.
Kenny, Kenny, Jimmy, and Boygs, they know I'm going to forget something, so they overpack, and I've got everything I need here. So luckily, I'm surrounded by a really good staff.
Okay. So you got all your belts, got the right matching shoes.
I got more than I need. Okay. So those guys did a great job of making sure that everything I have at the facility in Flowery Branch is here in Washington.
Is there anything you can go back to that playoff game and look at and say, hey, they got some of the same guys, Richard Sherman is still around?
Yeah, I'd venture to say they got more guys left than, they probably have some more guys that played in that game than we do. I mean, honestly, I think a lot of the guys that played in that game from 2012 are not here. So on the Falcons side, so we won't go back that far. In all honesty, we got plenty of film to watch from this year, from last year, and we're different. I mean, we're a different scheme than we were in 2012. We're a different outfit, different personnel groupings, and really a different offense, and so I don't think there's much carryover to that.
Is he the biggest concern, Sherman? I mean, talk about.
Yeah, Richard Sherman's a great player. I mean, he is. He's a ball hawk. I mean, he's got a knack for making plays, very instinctual, and he's long, strong. He's a good player. I mean, he can do it all. So we'll have to be aware of where he's at. We're fortunate that we have some pretty good players, too, and some guys that we believe can make plays and are going to do a really good job on the outside for us.
Earl Thomas back there, he kind of, allows some of those guys to, play the way they do. He's got the range.
Yeah, he's got exceptional range. I mean, sideline to sideline, he's very fast, plays extremely well within their scheme. I think he knows where he's supposed to be, where the issues are, and he recovers extremely well. He's aggressive, very aggressive, both in the run game and the pass game, physical. So, he's an exceptional player as well.
Your line, coach said they have people don't talk about them much. They're kind of the quiet heroes. What do you have to say about the job they're doing for you?
They've been awesome. I know from my experience, having played as long as I have, that, first and foremost, you have to take care of the line of scrimmage. On both sides of the ball, and our offensive line has done a great job this entire year. I think they've played extremely physical, both in the run game and the pass game. They've been on the little details that you need to have in order to win games, and can't say enough about what they've done early this year.
Tevin and Devontae, the thing they got going right now, can you just talk about that, 1,000 yards together?
Yeah, I think they're both playing really, really well. I knew it going into the season. I mean, we have two talented guys back there, guys that, both are capable of taking over games and just dominating. And each has shown that, at different times throughout the year. We're really fortunate to be able to have both. I think that, the really cool thing about both those guys is that they're both so versatile. They're both three-down backs, guys that can run the ball between the tackles, can run it outside, can catch the ball out of the backfield, and do a great job in our pass protection as well. And so you're lucky if you have one of those guys on your team, and we're fortunate that we've got two of them.
The weather's supposed to be pretty nasty here the next couple of days. Is that a concern to you? Are some teams more bothered by the rain, or is it one of those things where you all got to play in the same weather?
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't bother me too much. I played in some nasty weather growing up, and Boston can tend to have some pretty ugly weather as well. So I'll be ready for it. I know our guys will be ready for it as well.